Blog Talk Radio.
Can a player play in the building? Shout out to DJ TNA for that selection right there. Yeah, I mean, you know how we do 2:30 every Sunday. We come through here and we represent, we ride. You know, this week's show is called The Love Ride. It's over now. The hating begins. And we thought we'd set it off with the man. I love that boy's voice. That's the, I felt like I was in church. A relationship pulpit or something. But as usual, you know, I have to bring in the esteemed K. Diddy Esquire. And, of course, the wonderful Lady Joy was always here to keep us level-headed. Welcome to the show, y'all. Speak on it.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, hey. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Let's get it on.
Man, that song almost make a brother want to cry.
Yeah, I can see tears welling up in your eyes right now.
Yeah, for real. You know what I mean? Shout out to my fam bam down south. I feel you, boy. Sometimes, you know, the love starts off one way, it ends up the next, and you don't know how you end up, you know, this person that y'all must have had some love for each other, but now we're standing on opposite side of the fence looking at each other. And it's almost crazy, you know, like we playing a game called I Declare War. And if you step back for a moment, you wonder to yourself, is this the same person that at one point I really loved, who loved me? We shared intimate moments. We went through the storm together. But now we on the other side of his fence looking at each other. You know what I mean? Almost like cowboys and Indians. K. Diddy, I'll let you lead off, brother.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how that is, boy. They always say it's a thin line between love and hate. I love you today, and I hate you tomorrow, although I love you so much till I hate you anyway.
Yo, say that last part again, K. Diddy. For real, say that again.
I love you so much till I hate you. And you know, and it's funny, you know, how people can't make it with you. At least they don't even really sincerely want to try to make it with you. Once they try this, it don't work. Then they try that, and then it don't work. So then they done screwed up relationships. So they truly love you, but then they hate the fact that they can't make you into who knows what they want you to be, because they don't even know no more.
Wow.
I love you so much that I hate you. That's some serious shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling, you know what I mean, a friend of mine earlier, I ain't one of them brothers. You can lock me up and come up to the jailhouse talking to me through the glass, talking about you love me so much. That's why you lock me up here. That just don't sour with tone over here. That's my freedom, homie.
No, that ain't love.
I think you hate me.
What about I didn't mean to shoot you 19 times. You know I love you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to shoot you 19 times. I love you.
But you just pissed me off that time.
You ain't the one stealing the damn bullets.
I was loving you the first 13 shots, but I just realized I loved you a little more, so I had to hit you 6 more times.
Wow.
And first of all, ladies and gentlemen, we're not making light, even though you hear us laughing. It's more, I don't even really think that's laughter. That's sort of like, I don't even know what that is. Maybe it's a defense mechanism. Riding with Rigid Random in the chat room, I see you. There's a thin line between love and hate. You're absolutely right. There's a certain love I don't understand. You know what I mean? In my mind, and I am a young man, but I've learned a lot of things. And the way I look at it is like this. Love's not supposed to hurt, man. Deception may hurt. You understand what I'm saying? Other things may hurt, but love is not supposed to hurt and destroy you. So even though we made the joke, but we love you so much, that's why I shot you 19 times, maybe somebody can clarify that love for me, because I can't see my love making me shoot nobody 19 times, yo. Talking about the first 13 shots was love, the other 6 was hate.
Well, you know, sometimes it might come to a point where you are just so angry at that person. You love them, but something has come about to make you just really be so upset with that person, and you just become blind with anger. You know in your heart that you love them, but you're so angry at that moment. It's like, oh, I hate your ass, and you know, just try to take them out. But it has to have something have to have triggered that. It is a thin line between love and hate. You can love somebody so much that you can just hate them, you know, and that happens. That happens sometimes. You know, you got to just step back and just like, let me think about this, you know, which doesn't always happen because, you know, when anger hits you, you're just angry and you react.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, that's the question we're asking today. What about the days of bowing out gracefully? What about the days of being civil? You know, you go east, I go west, this journey has ended. And, you know, while we out of, you know, it seems like just the standard mode of operation now that we got to descend down into the pits of hell when we break up.
Yeah, because when I left you, you know, it wasn't me to burn up your car. That wasn't me. It wasn't me to cut up your clothes. You just thought it was because I was mad and you was mad that day and I was leaving, so you thought that was me, but it wasn't really me.
It wasn't me.
So the love ride ended. You know what I mean? Cutting up clothes, messing the car up, you know what I mean? Screwing up the house, coming up to people's job, and this weekend, and you know, we equal opportunity offenders on this program. This is some male and female, you know, grown-ass man up at his ex-wife or baby mama job because, you know what I mean, he ain't with her, she can't have a job. What kind of dumb shit is that? How does this logic add up in your head that you think something like that going to bring somebody back to you? Well, if she ain't got no job, she going to have to come back and be with me.
Well, some people can't see past what's in front of them, you know. And they think that another person can't do without them. Yeah, they can. Yeah, it hurts, you know, when a breakup occurs.
Of course.
But you get, you know, you have to keep it moving, you know, because if you stay stagnant, you know, resentment's going to build up, and here we go back to I love you so much, I hate you, I'm going to shoot you 49 times next time.
Do they call that separation anxiety?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, got separation issues.
So why can't I eat because we're not together? What, a nigga supposed to starve?
Oh, yeah.
A young lady. Let's speak up. What you say, brother?
No, yeah. You know you're supposed to starve because you ain't with me. You're supposed to starve.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I can't, for the life of me, I have no resentment of that nature right now. And, you know, that's why I brought up this show today. The love ride is over. Now the hating begins. And, you know, we've built this world together. We're going to give everybody equal credit, even though one party was probably there before the other. But we built this little life we have together. Now you seem hell-bent on burning it down, every last detail of it. And I can understand wanting to get away from it. I can understand wanting to move on from it. What I cannot understand is the destruction.
That's because they can't understand the destruction. They want to get away from it. They want to stay with it. They just don't know how to stay with it where they can control it. That's the dilemma.
So you think it's definitely control issues?
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. Because if it wasn't none, you could walk away, wash your hands, be done with it. You ain't going to be calling back, leaving messages, or driving by somebody's house, or coming by throwing eggs on their shit. You know, you ain't gonna be doing none of that. When you're done with a situation, you're done. You don't want to talk about them. You don't want to hear them. You get a name back. You're just done. It's a wrap.
Yeah, well, some people just can't let go.
Because they call up.
I'm going to let somebody else in who wants to speak on it. 813, you're on live with Can a Player Play. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. This is Passion.
Hey.
I was listening in and wanted to say I wholeheartedly agree with what Katie just said, that I think that a lot of times it's people still wanting to control everything going on in their lives. So that's why they get angry. Otherwise, if you know the relationship didn't work out, you should be happy to move on and keep it pushing. But those that still want to stay in the drama or fix it or whatever their isms are will a lot of times, you know, come back, you know, in a resentful way and don't want you to go off and find any type of happiness outside of them. And will be destructive in other people's lives.
Mm. Yep, because they're miserable, they don't want you to be happy either. If I can't have you, nobody's going to have you.
But hold on, what happened to, so that's how far we have descended down into the pits of hell that I just got to suffer like that?
That's how it is, bro. You know? Not with, you can't say everybody's like that because it's not, but there are a choice few out there that feel like that, you know? If I can't be happy, you can't be happy either.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can't understand why they couldn't find happiness, why you guys couldn't find that, you know, point of happiness. And so they're not going to let you go off and find it with somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. You're mine. You're always going to be mine and nobody else's. So there.
If I can't play with you, can't nobody else play with you either.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
That's how it is, bruh. It's out there like that. It is. You're laughing, but it's out there like that. You know?
Oh, I know. Like I said, I think the laughter is a defense mechanism more than anything else because, you know, the amazement of it all. You know, if we really, when you push the chair back from the table and you sit and you even listen to that, you know what I mean? And this is one of the times I'm going to ride on the brothers because women do it. Let's get that out of the way. It's like I said, it's we equal opportunity offenders up on here.
Up on here.
You know, but brothers seem to have it more ingrained in them. You know what I mean? You know, you want to take away that which she got. You know, like I've heard some of the most ignorant stuff come out of brother's mouth. You know, the month you're breaking up, your woman got two kids by you and y'all breaking up and go y'all separate ways. And you hell bent on taking away everything. Did you fail to remember the kids gonna suffer too?
Well, the kids at that moment, it's not what's on his mind. He's thinking, he's like, it's all about him.
Yeah,
you know, if you take the car,
on his mind.
You know, if you take the car, the kids can't get to the doctor or school, or if there's an emergency, then you want to sit up shedding tears about if you had known.
I was going to say, my mom used to have a saying that when a man's tired of the cow, he usually doesn't have any use for the calf either. I don't know, you gentlemen.
Woo!
Weigh in and tell me if you guys agree, if that's usually the case. When you're through with the woman, you're not too much concerned about the children either.
Well, sometimes, you know, It that can be a double-edged sword, you know, because there are some that do care about the kids and not the mama anymore, but they can also use that as a get-back at the mom thing, too. You know what I'm saying? You not going to let me see my kids? You know how that goes.
If I can't play with you, nobody will. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break.
I'm so torn up now.
I'm a mess without you. I am a straight mess without you.
I'm a mess with you.
And I'm a mess with you. KD.
Yes, sir.
Why you have to talk about being a mess when you're with him, brother? We couldn't just enjoy the moment. You know, I'm a mess when I'm without you.
Man, listen, I'm a mess with you. It took me all off my little ski low. I can't be who the man I am because I'm trying to maybe be the man you want me to be. So now, shit, I'm confused.
But you know, they say, KB, in order for a relationship to work, brother, you got to give up some of yourself and compromise. You don't agree with that?
Nah, I don't know about that, boy, because you can give up so much that you done gave up everything. You ain't know the hell you are no more. Shit, you done gave up you. Shit, you walk
around here
being a damn shell because you're so busy trying to please the other person, and you done forgot. You can't please nobody else. If you ain't happy, how you going to make somebody else happy? That's crazy. That's where the craziness come in. You trying to please somebody else and your shit messed up.
Well, you know, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to a point like that in a relationship, it's time to part ways anyway. You gotta always be yourself, and if the other person can't love you for who you are, you don't need to be with them anyway. Y'all heard me?
I knew it was the reason people can't stand you.
Like what?
I know, boy. But listen, you be trying to please other people. It's easy to get caught up with that shit, though, because, you know, when you really care about somebody, you know, it's really easy to want to go that extra mile trying to make things cool, trying to trying to be happy, trying to be cordial, trying to do everything in your power to please that person. Some people just can't be pleased no matter what you do.
That's true. Well, you'll separate yourself from that.
Yeah, but how many people don't know how to put shit in reverse?
That's true. That's true. They've gone forward so long, you know, the transmission then got jacked up and you can't back it up.
And most of the time, it comes from forward-thinking people because you have a lot of forward-thinking people that's, you know, their whole objective is to be positive, you know, to make shit work, try to work things out because they want to succeed, you know. So they keep trying to a fault, you know, and they bump their head enough times, you know, they eventually quit because then their whole head is covered with hickeys then, you know, then they'll quit.
Mm.
But as we always say, you know, different people wake up at different times. It really has nothing to do with age.
That's true.
That's now, what about all these songs and stuff? Kate Diddy, they're talking about, I got to lose myself in you, and I've lost myself in you, and my world is nothing without you.
They on PCP.
That's what we all been taught, Kate. That's what we all been taught.
They on PCP.
Yep, they own something. They need to quit smoking that shit.
Yeah, they own PCP.
Now, is that the reason that when the love ride is over, you hate me so much because you done lost yourself in me?
Yeah, and now you're confused. You don't know what happened and why this person is acting like that because you done did everything under the sun. So now you just can't understand why they still will not act the way you want them to.
Now, could it be that the person is entitled to have a mind of their own? Could it be that?
No, they don't have. No. You don't supposed to have a mind on your own. Are you crazy? You supposed to do what the hell I say do.
What?
No.
And when you don't do that, now I'm pissed off because I didn't cook for you, I didn't clean the house for you, I done everything. You know, some people think that's everything. You know what I'm saying?
So is that what Ike Turner was doing when he told Anime to eat the cake? Eat the cake, Anime. Eat the damn cake, Anime.
Yeah.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, even though y'all hear us laughing, trust me, we're not making light. We're talking about a serious issue right here. You know, the name of today's show is The Love Ride is Over Now, The Hating Begins. Why we got to hate on each other so much? Why we can't be civil no more?
We can't always give what we want, you know, and when somebody's not acting the way we want them to, attitudes arise, you know?
Mm. I see.
But you know, you got to realize a person got their own life, they got their own feelings, you know, and if they're not rising to your occasion, move it on, you know? But that's not always the case, though.
I heard a true story, and I couldn't believe it when I heard it, of a couple that got married. And a few days after they got married, you know, they had courted for maybe 4, 5, 6 months, and they had a beautiful little romance. And a couple of weeks or days after they got married, the wife looked at the husband and said, none of that stuff wasn't true. I was just saying what I thought you wanted to hear.
Wow.
And that's so that begs the question, is that a basis for me to hate your ass now?
Well, probably after he gets over the shock. Well, probably he might not hate, you know, because some people, you know, when they love hard, you know, and might take a minute to get over that, but to say something like that, that's really jacked up. That's grounds for taking somebody out, you know. Wow.
We live in a very complicated world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we
out
do.
There. And, wow. When I heard that story, that just my jaw just dropped.
Wow.
I mean, I couldn't. It just blew me away personally.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know.
That's messed
but
up.
But anyway, I guess that's where we are as a race. You know what I mean? Human beings. But we're evolving. We're still growing, and there's still love out there because, you know, the Beatles said it best. All we need is love. We just got to understand the love that we're getting and the love we hope to receive. You know what I mean? Earlier this week, I wrote a quote that says, take a look at the love you hope to receive and examine the love that you hope to give and ensure that there is an equal balance in both doses. Because if not, somebody's going to get shortchanged. Yeah, that's deep. That's deep. Y'all like that. I know you
yeah,
do.
That's
you know why?
Right there, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because I hold myself in question all the time. I think about things, especially when you're engaging in a relationship. You know, when you're young, free, and single, a lot of the stuff we're talking about don't matter because we just out here mingling. Baby, you don't like it, keep it moving, baby. Put that shoe sole on the stroll and keep it moving.
Good.
But if we're engaged in a relationship, things can get very complicated very quickly. And so, you know, we got to question ourselves about a whole lot of things. Because truth be told, hate don't benefit nobody. Hate eats you up. Hate eats up the next person. Hate eats up the relationship, you know, with your children, whatever it is. There's nothing good that comes of hate, especially when, you know what I mean, you have history. It's best to find that bridge where you can deal with things, and trust me, you'll feel a whole lot better when you learn to cope, when you learn to deal, when you learn to function. You feel me?
I feel you with both hands.
Sometimes that's the issue, though, Tony. Some people learn how to cope. They learn how to deal. They learn how to cope and deal with some shit that's crazy, dysfunctional. They just coping and dealing with some dysfunctional shit.
Like us. We're dysfunctional.
Speak for yourself.
No, we're family, bro. We're family, bro. You know how we do it, so don't even. Don't even, okay? You know you.
And what we're going to do right here is we're going to jump right over to the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com. It's my man, Q Harper. I know y'all love him. I've gotten the emails. The boy deep, y'all. Check him out, www.worldmovement.com.
I keep telling you to send it to me. I can't get it.
.com. We're going to let it ride.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I take off your shoes, girl. love song to the love of my life. But if you really want those things, baby, must be my wife. Baby, gotta go around the aisle, baby. We gotta see the preacher. We got to get it together, baby, yeah. Friends and family, they come to witness you and me. We've got to make it right. If you want wife benefits, you gotta be my wife. Baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. It's time to make everything right, baby. Baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. Trying to make everything alright. Pretty baby. Pretty baby. Gonna take a pretty baby. I want you to be my wife. Pretty baby. I call me here, pretty baby. Pretty baby. The gleam in my babe. You're the one that makes me smile. Pretty baby, pretty baby. I'm gonna love you so much, baby. So much, so much, baby.
Yes, indeed. What do we do after the love is gone? Why we gotta hate on each other? Why are you over there plotting to kill me and stuff, all in the bushes with binoculars and stuff? You know, why you and your homegirls got to be popping up at a brother's crib trying to start drama, trying to scratch a brother car that he worked hard for? You know, hell, even if you bought me the car, hell, it's mine now.
Well, maybe not.
Well, maybe I was just letting you use it and I didn't tell you.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it is? Is that what it is?
And when I married your ass, I didn't really marry you. I married the thought of being married.
Man. That would be, matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to set up a show. That's going to be the name of it. That's what we're going to call it. Nah, you ain't married me. You married the thought of being married, not me.
Yeah. Happens all the time, you know. You know,
that's
women,
why people
women,
come up
women,
missing.
Women marry men, shit, they don't even know the dude. Don't even want to be with the dude. They just like, because you're a good provider, you know, you got a house, you be able to take care of them. So they don't even want to be with your ass. You know, they married the thought of being married, you know. And men do the same shit, you know what I'm saying? They don't even know the woman's favorite color. They don't even know what she like. They just like it because she could provide for them.
My folks in the chat room, Throne, I see you. She say, sisters, don't do nothing wrong. Don't go to jail.
Brothers,
sisters, don't do nothing wrong. Don't go to the jail.
Brothers, don't go jumping on the man because the man didn't do shit. He couldn't make your woman do nothing with him if she didn't want to do it. So, brothers, don't go to jail either. Check your woman. Don't check the dude, player.
There you go.
Kate, would it be fair to say we tell them to step their game up?
Absolutely.
I
was just commenting with the little young lady in the tag room saying don't go to jail, talk with the female. So I'm telling the brothers, don't go to jail either. Because the brothers have a tendency to want to go jump on the other guy or go attack the other guy, but the other man couldn't do nothing if the woman didn't allow it.
That's so true.
So brothers, we putting it out there. Matter of fact, you know what Jay Diddy? It's time for shameless plug time. Tell the brothers where they need the books they need to get to step their game up, my brother.
Y'all need to go to www.worldmover.com and order your copy of Player Step Your Game Up. You can also check out Playerology. It will do you and your woman a whole world of good. We guarantee doggone to you. And if you do it right away, we'll give you a special. You'll get your autographed copy delivered right to you. And we might even throw a side of sardines if you hurry it right up.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I didn't quite get that. My phone was breaking up. What's the name of that website again, brother?
That website is www.worldmovement.com. Get your autographed copy right there. And if you can't do that quick enough, you can get it all the other traditional places, your Barnes & Nobles, your Borders, your Amazon.com, your CD Baby, your Rhapsody, and wherever else I can't think of right now. But just plug in the name and get it. But if you go to worldmovement.com, you can get your copy of the gate and some barbecue by even sausage, too.
Ew.
Hey, K. Diddy, I think you got a fan in the trap room. She said, oh, God, I love sardines. I think she's got you a fan.
A match made in heaven. Okay.
Well, just because you don't know the finest things in life, don't be hating. Don't be hating, bro.
I'm not hating, bro. More power with you in your sardines.
Ladies and gentlemen, we up on here rolling this week. Thank you. You know, can a player play? We come to you every 2:30, every Sunday. We come to you and we rep hard. We talk about life, love, hate, stress, whatever it is you want to talk about. You know what I mean? We talk about real life stuff up on here. And today we talking about the love ride is over. Now the hating begins. and you get to asking yourself questions, you know what I mean? You get to wonder why there's dead fishes on your store, not even your store. You see, that's personal experience. I can't tell y'all about that. Dead fishes on your store right when you come out your house.
I just want my name back, man. The hell with that shit. Old girl is going on with somebody else. Just give me my damn name back.
You know. And what you hating on me for? Especially, I can see if I'm bothering you. Because if I'm bothering you, you have all right to bother me. You know, because fair exchange ain't no robbery. So if I'm making your life hell, I open the door for you to make my life hell. But if I'm as quiet as a church mouse, and I ain't bothering you, ain't causing no waves to roll up on the shores of your beach, why are you over here kicking my damn water?
Because they still love you. They ain't had enough, man. They need a couple more bars,
man. What you telling people about you can't stand
me
for? Why you can't? Why you still spreading rumors about me, talking about you can't stand me, K. Diddy? Why is she doing that?
Because if she turned around and told everybody the truth, she's afraid that they're going to look at her like she's crazy. It ain't no disrespect if you just caring and loving somebody, you know, but they don't want to accept it like that. They don't want to go out like that. They want to talk about your snoring, your sleep, your fat, your fort, you eat too goddamn much, you sloppy. They want to do all that shit. They do so much of that, so for them to turn around and say, I love you, miss you, can't do without you, and I wish I was still there with you, they're afraid of what people are going to look at them and think. You know, they're afraid of that fake peer pressure and all that other stuff. You know, that's why people should never talk out of their house.
Mm.
So when they do get back or go back to something they didn't talk about like a dog, see, they embarrassed then, but they should have never did it in the first place and wouldn't nobody said nothing or thought nothing. You know what I mean?
Wow, I think you really got a fan, K. Diddy. Throwing up in the chat room says she liked barbecue Vienna sausages. Those are the finer things in life. And she also said, black folks fried enough. Please get yourself together. Let's act civil. And then she's talking about, we telling everything. You got bad breath. You fart at night. Wow. Is that what we have gone to?
Well.
But if you can, you still love me. So if you don't want my farting ass, what you tripping for?
Yeah, because you feed me all that doggone cabbage and collard greens and pickled fish seed and shit, so I'm going to have some gas. So
take Beano now, and there'll be no gas later.
Absolutely. But I still love you. When you fart, you make my hair stand straight up.
Ew, you're just nasty.
No, but this lady told me this once. This lady told me at one time, you know, they said it's how you could tell if a woman really, really love a man. If a woman can walk, see, men can't do this. So, no, that ain't a good example. See, I know men, the average man can't do it. But see, a woman can walk in through the bathroom and a man in there just sending all kind of sharks to Long Beach. And a woman can walk in the bathroom with the man and stand there and have a conversation. You know, and I never could understand how they do that. And they said, man, a woman really must love you and she can come to the bathroom with you doing that. I know most men can't do that, can they?
Do what?
Damn,
do
dog.
I don't want to smell nobody's
shit.
I don't want to go in the bathroom with nobody.
If she's sick and she need me, she running 100-something fever and she weak in the hands, I'd have to man up and help her out, but just to be up in there, I don't know.
You know you love her.
That don't mean you want to smell they poop because you love them, but I'm just saying, I was told that that's how you could tell if a woman really love you, because women can come in there and stand and hold a conversation. I know it's difficult for most men. Period.
Well, that would be difficult for a lot of women, I think, too. You know, especially after what you've been eating.
No, I love you, but I don't want to smell your poop. I'm sorry.
Wow, if the throne up in the chat room says, I will do what I got to do.
All righty then.
That's what I do. Keep it romantic. Be romantic. I don't know if that's romance right there, man. You know, I don't know. It got to
like
be, there got to be some limitations.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I mean? But look, ladies and gentlemen, wow. We appreciate everybody that's been rolling with us, you know, as we continue to grow and, you know, share our, you know, Tay Diddy don't agree to this, but we show all sides of us, the good, the bad, the dysfunctional, the educated, the ignorant, you know, the hood, the classy. We just expose it all. That's what we're up on here doing. We try our best not to fake the funk on y'all. We try to keep it. I'm not even going to say keep it real. I'm going to say we try to keep it life up on here. So we be talking about life. You feel me?
Right. And that's what we do.
So, the wonderful Ms. Joy LaShawn, please throw your email out there where the good folks can come see you.
The good folks can catch me on Facebook at Joy LaShawn, J-O-Y-L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N, or you can catch me at Exquisite News at AOL.com, and that's news with an S. Oh,
right.
and also next Sunday, I've been nominated for Best Radio Personality Female category for the BMAs. Thank you very much.
Well, and you're right then.
So
you need
my,
people to vote for you or something?
Yeah. Go
well,
to
where they
go
vote at?
Go to, it's an email, go to Your Vote Counts, and that's C-O-U-N-X at yahoo.com. Your Vote
Say
Counts.
Say that again.
Your Vote Counts, and that's C-O-U-N-X at yahoo.com. I appreciate
all
it.
All right. And for all KVD fans out there who are fans of late night walks with Vienna sausages, Ripple, sardines, barbecue chips, where can the good folks find you, KVD?
I'll make it real simple, worldmovement.com. For all those who want to see what we're doing musically, with the shows, with the books, go right there. It's easy to find. worldmovement.com. Just check it out.
But suppose they want to connect with you on a personal level. What's the email?
Then they got to have their people contact my people, and my people will get back with their people.
Okay.
And there you have it. You know how we roll up on here, man. Life, love, laugh. We all about all these things because, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, laughter is good for the soul. And I want to leave you a little philosophical thing, like you can spend your life being a force of negativity or you can be a beacon of light. The choice is really yours. Despite all the odds against us, we up on here trying to do our thing, trying to make something of ourselves. We got good days. We got bad days. Hell, there's some days really ain't got much to say, but we still show up, and that's what you got to do in your life. Show up, man. Show up for yourself.
And when y'all don't have nothing else to do, go to Players University, S-Y-G-U. And then if that don't please you, come back to worldmovement.com because we got something for you.
There you go. It's all worth, baby. We up on here trying to grind. So, yeah, support us in our quest to grow. Support the books, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up, the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? Get to know your boy, Pretty Tony, like my man said, order it off the site, come directly to us, www.worldmovement.com, or you can come to the school site. For all the brothers out there and sisters who need game, we got the university for you, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Get your weekly updates on what we're trying to do, what's what we all about. And holler at your boy, Pretty Tone, too, man. Please don't let your life pass you by without making something of yourself. Your mama didn't bring you here to be no damn fool, nor did your daddy. Peace out, y'all. Come back and see us next week, 2:30. Can a player play? Love you.